Okay, come on, grab a seat. Hey, Eddie, you can go ahead and get our next speaker hot there. All right, I'll tell you what. We scored twice with this next speaker expert. Now, one of the scores was, of course, she's from the UK. I thought that would get a reaction. And the other one, have you ever noticed that on the quote-unquote guru circuit, it's definitely unbalanced male? So we scored again. And then, of course, the real one, and the only one that made it happen, because it wouldn't matter where she was from or what sex she was, is she's a performer, she's a teacher, and she's a coach. That's what makes it good. In fact, she is one of the UK's leading wealth coaches, and she is an author. Let's welcome the UK's own, Nicola Cairncross.
Thanks, guys. Wow, if you knew how exciting it is to be up here after last year, it's just fantastic. I'm going to teach you how to make money online, and I'm an ex-Seaside landlady. So if an ex-Seaside landlady can do it, anybody can do it. Okay, now, note to self. I just forget to breathe, as everyone who knows me. So I need volunteers in the audience, okay? Who's going to be my volunteers? Great. Oh, there's one at the back. If I sound like I'm going to forget to breathe, or I am forgetting to breathe, can you tell me?
Yeah.
Because what will happen is I'll start to speed up and stop breathing. And then I will die of excitement. So you've got to remind me, okay? Just shout, breathe, really loudly. Okay. Okay. World Internet Summit UK, welcome. Okay, so we're going to do a quick who am I. I'm going to really race through that stuff. I'm going to find out if you're getting in your own way in a very graphic demonstration. I'm going to tell you how I make money online, and then I'm going to show you how you can do it too with Nicola's really dead simple cash system. It's not that catchy. I'll have to work on that one. And then I want to thank you for having me, because I'm a really well brought up British young lady. That's what my mum said. Always say thank you. Oh, hang on, it's going back now. I knew this would be the killer. Okay. Who am I really? I'm a 43-year-old proud owner of 3 GCSEs, including a grade 3 CSE in maths. 7 years ago, I was applying for a job as a 12 grand a year secretary at an aggregates company in Acton. Anyone who knows Acton and anyone knows anything about aggregates, aggregates are piles of rock. I drove away from that and I stopped the car and I cried my eyes out. I thought, what on earth am I doing? Why can I only get jobs for 12 grand? You know, I'm about 37 years old. I think I'm quite brilliant. You know, why will nobody pay me what I'm worth? And I drove away, I booed on the way home. And just that week, I had one of those paradigm shift moments. Somebody held up something to me, and it showed me that I was who I thought I was after all. And it convinced me to be different, and my life's never looked back since. I'm also a mum, Phoebe, with rather eccentric style. And Nelson, he's a bit older now, and a lot more annoying. Phoebe's actually very entrepreneurial. She'll sell anything that isn't tied down. Out the front of the house, usually, which is a bit embarrassing. And Nelson's just very happy to just get on with stuff, you know. She's got the entrepreneurial genes in the family. What I did was about 4 years ago, I got into coaching. Because I was made redundant yet again. And what happened was, I'd started getting coached and reading personal development books. I was a very late starter on this stuff. And I started to work through... Does anyone know Stephen Covey's 7 Habits of Highly Effective People? First personal development book I ever read. And I sat and I did the exercises. And I found out that's what makes a difference. It's no good just reading the books. You have to actually do the exercises. So what I did was I sat and on the commute in and out of work, I did the exercises. And I did, you know, visualizations, and I wrote down where I was going to be in 5 years' time. And I got offered my dream job, which was to set up a music management company with someone else's money. And, I mean, that was just incredible. Unfortunately, the stock market started to wobble, and all his money was in the stock market, this guy who'd bankrolled it, and he pulled the plug. So there I was again, made redundant yet again. It must have happened about 10 times, I think, apart from the times I walked out, obviously. So there were quite a few of those. I lasted half a day in a bakery once, packing buns. I went home at lunchtime and thought, nah. Okay, so that wasn't good. But what I did was I got myself a life coach, and she'd been in the music industry. And, you know, it doesn't matter about what, you know, what they've done before, but I just wanted someone who had been in the music industry. And I started to grow as a person, and I started to think bigger thoughts and dream bigger dreams. And about that time, I did three things. I set up my very first internet business, which was really a hobby to do with the music industry. I started my own life coaching business, and I bought a hotel, no money down. Because I've been reading Russ Whitney's Rags to Riches Through Real Estate. And I thought, well, if they can do it in America, we can do it here. So I went and bought the Acacia, which was a 12-bedroom, scuzzy little guest house. And I went to the bank and I borrowed the money, most of it, and I talked the current owner into giving me he kept the deposit. And I used the rest of the money to do it up. So there's three things on the go. I didn't know which one of them would work. And that's an entrepreneur's problem as well, I think, because you keep trying things, and if they don't work quick enough, you try something else. So that was the Acacia, and that did okay. But that's where the Seaside Landlady bit comes from, because I was writing my wealth coaching newsletter, and I'd just finished cooking the fried breakfast in my Prada sandals. So I thought that was really, you know, that struck me one morning as really highly hilarious, so that's what I called the newsletter. Life, Love, and the Diary of a Seaside Landlady. Nothing to do with wealth coaching at all. Okay, I bought my first domain name really early. I didn't realise. I got my first laptop and it had a modem. And I thought, what's that for? So I plugged it in and lo and behold, I'm connected to something called the internet. And I didn't know what it was at all. But I thought, oh, it's domain name business. That's a bit fun, isn't it? So I bought artistmanager.co.uk because the .com had already gone, leading me to believe the internet had been around for years and years and years. I read Robert Allen, Multiple Streams of Internet Income in 1998. And I did absolutely nothing about it. I was sitting in the audience last year for World Internet Summit last year because I'd been to one internet conference earlier in the year and I'd learned how to use Google AdWords. Breathe. You're not shouting. You need to shout. If I start to go... and the Google AdWords thing alone was absolutely phenomenal because I drove the bed and breakfast business up by 160% on the previous year. There weren't that many bed and breakfasts advertising on Google AdWords, apart from the Edwardian Dreams guest house, who I could never knock off the top spot. It was ugly as anything, but God, he must have had a good website designer. What else did I do? I started driving traffic to my wealth coaching site, and I learned how to use it for the Artist Manager website. Now, this had been trundling along in the background for many years, and I was getting about one... It's a membership site, database-driven membership site. And I was getting about one sale a week, and it was about, I don't know, £25, $45, something like that, because I'd picked up the price in dollars. And Google AdWords just radically revolutionised it. I started, you know, advertising on all sorts of things. Record deal, music manager, artist, management, all that sort of stuff. I tried loads of different things. And it drove up the sales to about five a day from one a week. So still, you know, not a fortune, but it was doing all right. And I got really into things like autoresponders. Because I'm really keen on doing stuff once and then never having to do it again. I've got attention deficit disorder. So I set up... I had this sort of idea that I might quite like to write a book, but I knew I would never do it if I sat down to do it in one chunk. So what I did was... I'm going to tell you how I did it later, but I got a group of people together, about 150 people, by sending out an email saying, I'm writing a financial intelligence e-program. Does anyone want to test it for free? And they all went, yeah. I thought, oh, my God, there's 150 people who want it, and I haven't even started it yet. So now I thought I'd better start it. So I did, and over 101 days, I wrote this e-program, step by step, chunk by chunk. And I went to Spain at one point in Greece, and I sort of lost 40 days, and then I had to go back and, like, scramble to catch up. But they were all very patient, and just their emails just kept me going because they were telling me that it was making a difference. I thought that's really encouraging. So it turned into a real book. Only about 3 or 4 weeks ago, was it, Steve? Not long, was it? And there it is. And even better than that, I was looking at my emails over there, and it's just gone on Amazon today. a real live author. So that was really, really exciting. I mean, I just can't quite believe it myself. It's just fabulous. The question is, do you believe you could do any of this? What do you think? Yeah, you say that. I've got... Oh, hang on. No. We don't want to do that. It's going to be a recurring theme, I'm afraid.
Kick one.
Yep.
Just one quick tap.
What? Where?
When you move forward, just tap it once, don't hold it.
I know, but it's a nervous twitch, Alan. My hand's going like that and my thumb's just rattling on it. Where are we? Aha, okay. Because I've got this theory, and I, you know, working with people around money, money's a really weird subject, and people have some very big hang-ups about it. And in the UK particularly, we have a real problem with making money, don't we? We're brought up to believe it's a little bit common. And it's not very nice. In fact, I've got friends who've actually asked me not to talk about money at the dinner table anymore. Because it upsets people. They get really, really cross. And I'll tell you who gets cross most, the people who went to college for years and have worked for years and years and years and they're still only 60 grand a year. They get very cross. They don't want to hear about people earning big loads of money for not doing much. So there's this great little exercise that a few of us use to show, because I believe that you can know something in your head, but you don't really know it in your bones. Okay? Now, Armin did a brilliant thing this morning, which was, you know, fantastic lead-in for this. He talked about 100% return on your investment, doubling your money. Did you know that if you take a pound and invest it every year and double it every year, you'll be a millionaire in 18 years? There is no reason why none of you in the room can't be millionaires. That's a dead cert. You have to achieve a return of about 12%, in fact. Anything above 12% and going up to 100%, you're going to become a millionaire in your lifetime. Imagine what would happen if you added a second pound every month. Every year. We're not even talking about every month, this is every year, right? So, what I'd like to do is show you that you really can double your money in the real world. Okay, who's up for that? Okay, there you go. What's this?
£50 note.
Okay. I will give this £50 note to the first person to bring me a £20 note. Hey, look, they're out of their seats and they're going for it. Stampede. He's got one too. Well done.
Thank you
very much. That was a bit more than 100%, wasn't it? Don't you think? Okay. I'm so going to get stampeded now. I'll give this £20 to the first person to bring me a tenner. Oh, just too late, Julian. Nice run, though. I'd just like to say at the moment, that lady who ran that fast, she's actually come down from Dundee on an overnight bus to be here. And it's not the first time she's done it, either. Okay, I'll give this tenner to the first person to bring me a fiver. Fantastic. Another 100% return on his investment. I'll give this fiver to the first person who brings me £2. You can tell it's an internet crowd, can't you? They can't be asked to get off their backsides for that. Oh, bless him. That's better than 100% as well. And look, that's 2 years. I'll keep the two, shall I? Okay, cool. So this was a very different reaction, I have to say, to the crowd you get at most wealth creation do's. And even property investment, because Andy and Maria taught me this trick. In fact, I think I had Andy's first 50 quid off him. So, they don't get up. They're embarrassed. Someone's standing there with a 50 quid note offering it for a 20 and they don't get up. Because A, they're embarrassed. B, they don't believe it's real. And C, they think it's a scam. What's the catch? And then, they don't realise that they expect me to bring it to them. What's that all about? You have to get off your assets if you're going to make money, okay? So, you weren't too slow. Okay, now the thing about, just going back to that too slow bit, I just remembered what I meant there. I thought 18 years was too damn slow. You know, you get a spreadsheet and you work out what your return is going to be investing in the bank and you just think, oh my God, I'll be dead before that happens. Is 18 years sounding a bit long to you guys? Well, you found out it can be done in a weekend. That's my idea of exciting. Oh, I've done it again. Okay. How do I make money online? I think it falls into two sort of categories. There's active and there's passive. Now, everybody starts with active, unless you're really clued up and smart. And that's, you know, again, I said to someone today, Armour's just made the rest of us pretty much obsolete because, you know, we're going to get up here and talk about all different ways to make money, but Armour just showed you how to do it without doing it hardly anything. And that was really exciting too. So you can promote your existing businesses. Don't overlook this. You know, I've got dentist clients who I'm helping to use Google AdWords to drive up the business to their dental surgery. There aren't that many dentists who know how to use Google AdWords. Breathe. Cutting edge internet services. You know, once you learn this stuff, you have no idea how far ahead of the curve you're going to be. Consultancy is really beckoning at £1,000 a day or more. There's hardly anyone who knows this stuff, even website designers. So I also do consultancy. I do wealth creation coaching. That's all done online and on the telephone. I do it from my bedroom at my house. I sell e-products from the Money Gym. You know, all sorts of things come out of that. You know, clients say, I don't know how to do a spreadsheet, so I'll do a Camtasia video showing them. And then I sell it. I give it to my clients and I sell it to everyone else. And then I've got artistmanager.com, which I'm going to tell you a little bit more about in a minute because it's a really exciting idea, concept. And I get Google AdSense income from various niche sites. Every time I have an idea, I whack up a one-page website, put Google AdSense on it and see what happens. I worked out the other day that I had one one-page website making me £35 a week. Now imagine if you had 100 of those. I'll tell you, I'm going to be exploiting that niche very heavily. And then affiliate income from other people's products and services. I mean, we open checks every month and they're getting bigger and bigger. And they're coming from America and I take them in our little local bank and she says, dollars? What are they? They charge you £10, you know that? To put it in your bank, it's outrageous. Okay, so this is where I really started. This is sort of my first love was the music industry. And I had this idea. I was a manager in the music industry, and my artist decided to make videos instead. It wasn't good, because as a manager, you get 20% of your artist's income, and if your artist isn't making any music, he's not making any income, and you're not making anything at all. So I thought, okay, how do I find a new artist, someone to manage? Now, I managed dance acts. I didn't manage rock acts. And Breathe. They make music in their bedroom. They don't go to sweaty old clubs in Camden Town, so they're really hard to find, because they never go anywhere. And I had two small children by that stage, so I couldn't go anywhere either. So it was like, there were all these artists out there looking for a manager, and there was this manager over here looking for artists. So what I did was, I thought it would be really cool if there was a worldwide database of artists looking for managers and managers looking for artists. You can search by musical genre, you can search by region, because don't you find about websites it's so annoying? If you're looking for, I don't know, a plumber, and they say, where do you live, and you're in West Sussex, and they don't show you the plumbers in East Sussex. It's madness. So I thought it'd be really good if you could search by country, by region, by town. And it'd be really good if you could search for, say, an R&B manager in Brighton who's got experience of taking acts to the top 20. And the artist could search by a manager who's a member of the Music Managers Forum. So that's what we did. Now, this is a funny story. In 2001, I think it was, I was told this would cost me £230,000 to build. Well, I didn't have £230,000, so I thought, okay, well, let's get some of that venture capital money that's going around. So I went very nervously, my first ever public speaking presentation. I went up to the Atlantic Bar in London and stood up in front of 150 venture capitalists, and I was the last one on, and it was like 5 to 5, and they really wanted to go home. So I started my presentation. I'd done a lot of meditation. I'd done a lot of visualization. I was feeling really good, and just as I started, the fire alarm went off. And I said, what did I do? He said, well, you better carry on, because if they go out of the room, they won't come back. So he said, just shout. So he didn't have one of these either. So I was shouting away, and of course the fire alarm stopped. And I was going, and by the way, and then I would go quiet again, and then the fire alarm would start again. And it was just the most horrendous experience, but I didn't get the money, surprisingly. So I think I was really glad about that, because actually I went out and found someone who would build the website for £5,000 and the share of the equity. Because database-driven sites are, you know, they're quite tricky things. Okay, now Pop Idol hadn't started then, but I had a big sense that this might be, you know, a really exciting market. So I did a bit of research recently, because when Pop Idol came out, I went and did some Google AdWords on Simon Cowell, Pop Idol. G4, was it? Mm-hmm. Steve Brookstein. I voted for him, by the way. And I found out that 200,000 people have auditioned for Pop Idol worldwide in 28 countries. That's a bit exciting, isn't it? How does it make money? It's an annual membership fee. We've just started on affiliate sales. For example, you know, Mike's stuff is perfect for this market. So I'm promoting him very heavily in all my newsletters. We're just adding Google AdSense. Now, the problem is I used a designer to do this who didn't like Microsoft. Yeah, it's like King Canute trying to hold the water back, that one, isn't it? And so he built it in a way that I don't really have any access to it. I mean, I've got a very, 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 very basic mailing system. But I don't have any access to the site itself. I can't tweak it, manipulate it, do anything with it. I can't, you know, it's not attached to Autopilot Riches or anything exciting like that. So we're just in the process of moving it over to Greg over there, because he's the main man when it comes to software. And we'll be putting Google AdSense on that. You know, I mean, I get something like, I don't know, 6,000 visitors a week on this one. It's probably not that many compared with some of the big boys, but, you know, it's quite respectable. And I get, quite a lot of unique visitors a day. It goes up and down depending on what my Google AdWords are doing and whether I send out a newsletter. Because that makes a huge difference, I've got to tell you. Sending out a newsletter, my sales peak at around 5 a day for about 2 or 3 days afterwards. So just sending out a simple newsletter makes a huge difference to your traffic. Don't underestimate it. It's got 24,000 plus users. It gets 100 or more a day. We've only reached 0.2% of the potential Pop Idol market yet. Got a bit of growth in there, I reckon. And we get between, like I say, on average, 1 to 1.5 subscribers a day. This is the really interesting bit. We convert 25% of visitors to free registered users and 24% of the users to paying subscribers, which is 0.5% of the unique visitors. I had a little burst of mathematics the other day. I came up with all this stuff. It's growing at the rate of 13% a month. Now, we're just looking for a little bit more investment. And if we can increase the growth to 20% a month, then we'll have the following by the end of year one. Now, I did originally do this table with if we get the investment of $150,000 that I'm pitching for, but I've suddenly decided recently that we don't really need that, because we've worked out a way to do it, haven't we, without this. So if we don't take the $150,000 investment, which you'll subsequently have to pay back, that's what the figures look like. By the end of year three, if we can get growth up to 20% a month, we'll have 16.2 million registered users. And we'll have 1.8 million turnover with a profit, because it's totally automated, and all I have to pay for is the hosting, which will be phenomenal by then, of just under $1 million. Now, do you know what you can sell companies for that make a profit like that? I've got no idea, but I'm gagging to find out. I'm just taking on Judith down there as my business coach. I'm sure she can tell me. Okay. This is the most exciting bit of all. Somebody said to me, you don't want to go in to an investor with the software still inside the company. This software could be cloned, and I always designed it to be usable in other markets, because I always felt there were other markets that could use this. So that's what we've been working with Greg on. We've cloned the software, and we can now duplicate it across any other markets, reskin it, if you like, for different niches. So that's really exciting, because that's a potential further income stream. And it's just been shortlisted for BBC's Dragon's Den programme. Anyone know that one? Now that's nerve-wracking. They're filming in May or June. Thank you. Filming in May or June. This is my hobby website. This is the one that I do for fun in the evenings when the kids have gone to bed. I don't even do much to it, to be honest. I send out the odd newsletter. Okay, here it is. That'll be me. Okay. Isn't he gorgeous? Don't you think? So I have different themes going on. I mean, you come away from something like this and you're just buzzing with ideas. There's so many different things you can do. And I think, you know, entrepreneurs can cope with 3 to 5 things, and most people can just cope with 1 to 2, if you're lucky enough not to be an entrepreneur. So what I do is I loosely group what I do around themes. The music industry, wealth creation. Now, Steve used to run our best restaurant in town, and I had the hotel, so we've discovered there's a bit of a niche for hospitality. And this is the one that we're working on at the moment, because there's a bit of a demand for that as well. There's lots of people buying interior design stuff online, as Greg knows. Was it rugtastic.com? And then I had a bit of a flirt with pets. because we had guinea pigs and I liked them. And I got, in fact, I am the guinea pig whisperer. Do you know there are 62,351 searches a month on the term guinea pig? Do you want to know what tops guinea pigs? Hamsters. 68,000 people a month are searching on hamsters. You know, I think guinea pig cages, they're the way to go. I haven't done much about that one, by the way. I set up a market research campaign to find out what guinea pig lovers, is that a good word? Guinea pig fanciers, is that a better word? To see what they wanted, and it basically fell into three broad themes. So I'm thinking, is there three e-books here, or is there an e-book with two of them and then an upsell? But I just haven't got around to doing anything about it yet. I know what they want to know, though. You interested? They want to know how to keep their guinea pigs alive for as long as possible. They want to know how to get their guinea pigs to come when they call them. And they want to know what the guinea pig noises mean. And you'll never guess what, I found a website where there's all these recordings of guinea pig noises and it tells you what they mean. How exciting is that? I'll tell you. Okay, so this is Nicola's really dead simple cash system. Find a niche and use what you know about. Do your research, find a ravening market. Searches does not always equal sales. How many of those guinea pig kids are kids without a credit card? I don't know yet. But judging by the quality of the literature that they're writing on my market research campaign, they're all kids. Avoid overwhelm. You know, I like to really try and maximise every single possible revenue stream from each thing I do. Because it's really good fun to turn another revenue stream on from one thing. Breeze, you're not shouting. I will just topple off the stage, you know. Okay. So, set up the various... I'm going to go into all of this in a bit more detail. Set up the various elements of your money cash system. More about that in a moment. Create your selling site. Shout about it all using PR and TV. Now, that's the bit we're going to get to at the end. So, that's really exciting, that bit. Use your knowledge, skills and experience. I mean, this was something we picked up on last year at the Internet Summit. You know, everybody has experienced something or knows someone that has, or they've done something that, you know, you just underestimate what you know all the time. And if you can find someone in your family or even yourself that knows something or has done something or survived something or experienced something, then that's a really good way to go. You're looking for, I mean, somebody, Guy Levine told me this, you're looking for between 30,000 and 100 searches a month. Anything more than that, and you're probably not going niche enough. Anything less than that, and there probably isn't a big enough market. Unless, of course, you've got a high-ticket item. That's where you go to look. Now, there's the proof. This was just the other day. So there's still a healthy market in the guinea pig niche, okay? Okay, see what other people are paying. Go to Overture. Once you've done the site, the inventory Overture search, go and see what other people are paying on Overture.com. If you just go to the actual main search engine and then click in the right-hand corner, you can view advertisers' maximum bids. Now, if you've got a niche where the maximum that people are prepared to pay per click is something like, I don't know, 20 cents, it's probably not a very exciting market. But if you've got a niche where people are paying, you know, $2, $5, $10, $50, then you've probably got an exciting market where you can make some money. See how many competitors' sites there are and how good the competition is. You know, if you've got two or three competitors on Google, go and have an actually click through and have a look. A, it will cost them 5 cents, which is always a pleasure. But then you can actually see how good the websites are. Because if you've got a competitor, and I do have a competitor in the guinea pig market, hasn't got as good a name as me, though. Then, in fact, I half suspect I might know who it is. Guinea Pig Secrets, it's called. And you can see if the website's good. If the website isn't good, then it's probably, you know, room for you in the market as well. So if you do a better sales letter and a better website, then you're probably going to do quite well. Go deep in your niche. I'm not very good with technology. Isn't that encouraging that I can be so clueless with one of these gadgets? Okay. Set up the various... What's going on now? I'm pressing the wrong button, that's what's going on now. Okay, sorry, bear with me.
Breathe,
that's a good chance to breathe. Don't run around like a chicken with your head cut off, because you will feel like that when you come away from here. You've got to just concentrate on one thing first. Get it making money and then go on to the next thing. Or if you're an entrepreneur, do three things at once. Okay? Try not to get too overwhelmed because it's really easy. So the first thing I would consider doing is going and setting up an email discussion group. Especially if you want to keep the cost down. Smartgroups.com is fabulous. I mean, I started my R&D team on smartgroups.com, and they've been going for a long time now. They're about 3.5 years, 4 years. And it's a fantastic resource. You know, you set it up as private so that you don't get spammed. You make it anyone can join, and then you make it discussion broadcast. So you can either send out your newsletter through it, or people can actually talk to each other. Now, all my coaching clients join, all my financial intelligence clients join, and it's a great way for people to experience my community. Because, you know, if someone posts a problem about property investment or stock market investment, there are loads of experts on there. There's bank managers, there's accountants, there's estate agents. And, you know, synergies happen. They're starting to meet up without me. How dare they? They're putting businesses together without me. I feel really left out now. So it's an instant research and development team. You can, you know, you can get some feedback on pricing. You can get some feedback on your headlines. You can launch it there before you launch it onto the real world. And you can link it to your blog. Because, you know, we all know that the more links you've got coming backwards and forwards to the various elements of your web business, the better you do in the search engines. So link to your blog, have an R&D team, get it on Smart Groups, link to your one-page site, and then link to your brochure site. When I say a one-page site, I mean like a sales letter site. Or a market research site, and then eventually you can build up to a proper brochure site if you want to go that way. I mean, you know, some people like the sales letter, some people like the brochure sites. You can drop Google AdSense onto Smart Groups. Ka-ching. Eventually it can become a membership only list. I mean, mine's nearly there now. I think when I get to about 500 people, I think I might start charging a tiny, tiny bit for membership. Ka-ching. Okay. Then you set up your one-page site. Initially, have we talked about Ask Database yet? AskDatabase.com. It's a fantastic website. That's how I was able to compile all those literate answers about what they wanted their guinea pigs to do. Because you go in there, and it's really incredibly cheap. You can have like a trial membership, a medium-level membership, and it enables you to ask questions about all different market research campaigns. And it gives you the code to drop into your one-page site. So you set up your Google AdWords campaign and you drive your traffic to your one-page site and you say, what one thing do you want to know about guinea pigs? And if you don't get any response, you know you're not onto a winner. But if you do get a response, then you know that, oh, I've got my hand on my hip. Oh, no, they told me not to do that. So it's a great way of testing the market to see if you've got anything good. Then you set up your thank you page for your Ask Database campaign. Hey, what do you put on there? Google AdSense. Kerching. I had to have a pseudonym on this one. So I picked my favourite name, Hermione. And then for some reason, my client Paul Fugle popped into my head. And I thought, well, no, I can't be Hermione Fugle, so I'll be Hermione Fugley. And I've kept it there ever since. Would you, too, like to become a champion guinea pig whisperer? I know now that should be in red, but it didn't match with the honey-coloured guinea pig. So the secrets of the guinea pig whisperer, it's coming soon. And Steve sometimes emails me and says, you've had another person asking when that e-book about the guinea pigs is going to be out. They're gagging for it, I'll tell you, it's fantastic. Okay, there you go. So that's what the Ask Database campaign looks. And the best thing is, I'll tell you, you get some really weird... I've brought this one to show you, because I wanted to know, what is a hog ring plier? They're supposed to feed... I think it's a pig thing, isn't it, obviously? But they're supposed to feed relevant ads through, but you just get some really strange stuff on there sometimes. Yeah, a hog ring plier. Sounds a bit painful to me. Okay. So then this is something we're really getting into now. And this, you know, we bought Directory Generator just about 3 weeks ago and we haven't stopped with it since. This is so exciting. You can set up a multi-page directory around your niche and you get to put Google AdSense on every single page. We're talking like 500 pages. Google AdSense on every page? Kerching. Classified ad on every single page. Guess where that points? Your website about the niche. Yeah?
What is a multi-page directory?
Okay, it's probably easier to show you than it's... It basically, you choose the keywords around a theme, and you work through this very simple process. Well, it was simple enough for Steve, but not for me, so I passed it on to him. And it basically compiles these massive websites for you, and then you can go along and change the template, and you can change the layout, and it picks up all this fantastic content from the web. It picks up Google AdSense. It puts a classified ad, and you can also have an Amazon box on it as well. So you're making money from about five different ways, and you're driving traffic to your own website that's selling the product. So I think that's a massive, massive tool for A, increasing your visibility, and B, driving, you know, extra revenue from a website. And it's really, really inexpensive. So, you know, I think that's fantastic. You can write your own articles. You can actually write a series of, say, 10 articles and put it into the site, and it will rotate them. So every time someone comes, they see a different one. That's really exciting, isn't it? And it gives you live news feeds. It actually picks up news from the web and drops it in on there. So it really creates a fantastic value portal, if you like. It's like a portal site. But it's very, very niche. So, you know, you can expect to see a guinea pig directory coming soon. Or perhaps I'll do hamsters and guinea pigs. And you put your Amazon and other affiliate links on, so it's a bit of ka-ching again, you see. Lots of different ways to make money on the web. This is blogging. I'm really into blogging. And since last year, Mike said one thing that he said again today. Did anyone pick up on it? Before that, there was something else before that. He said 30% of the world are audio orientated rather than visual. I never even considered that because I'm a visual person. So I thought, okay, what can I do? So, and I really like learning new stuff. Oh, I was having a really bad day that day, wasn't I? I keep looking at those Haagen-Dazs ads thinking. So I've been doing this for a little while now, and the brilliance of these things, don't underestimate them. I mean, there's a whole bunch of people down the back who've got blogs who don't realise how important they are yet. But they will, because what will happen is someone will come along and they'll right-click on that XML logo there, and it will give them a bit of code to drop into their RSS reader on their desktop. All that means is, you know, if you've got 10 blogs you like to read, you don't have to go and look at them, they come to you. And that's really exciting, I think. And also, the search engines love these things. So, you know, every time you put a new... Oh, there's Judith, serial entrepreneur. And basically, the search engines crawl all over them, and every time you write a little entry, you put keywords against it. And apparently the search engines love them, so I'm doing it. Set up your blog. You can do it at typepad.com or blogger.com. I think blogger.com's free. Typepad, you've got a 30-day free trial, and it's ever so easy to use. If I can use it, you can use it. You can make it live and organic. You write it, or you can authorise guest authors. So you can invite, say, 10 other people to come and blog your blog for you. But there's now some great tools coming on the market. Literally, I mean, I think David Kavanagh's involved in one of these. Where they actually go and captures relevant subject matter from the internet and post it for you. So you can have a blog that you don't actually blog to. And again, it's being updated all the time, so the search engines love it. You link it back to your directory site, it links to your one-page website, it links to your five-page brochure site, or 15-page, or 20-page, whatever it is. You put Google AdSense on it, and you've got affiliate links. Ker-ching. That's the way to go. Okay. So I want to just jump through this really quickly. If you want to create audio really quickly, there's a thing called uktelecast.com. The website is often not working, but the telephone number always is. And you can actually go and set up a room of your own, and they email you a recording afterwards for free. Isn't that amazing? You can create product like that. It's fantastic. And there's also, and Greg told me about this the other day. Thank you, Greg. There's this new software now called scansoft.com, naturally speaking, which apparently is highly accurate. And it will actually transcribe your audio recording while you're speaking. So, you know, people have sort of been paying $10 an hour for transcriptions. Now you can just get it by the software and do it yourself. I've got speaker's notes, by the way, so don't worry about if you're missing any of this. Okay. And e-books, you can do it on eLance. We're not going to go there because it's all ways of making money. There you go. I get a lot of clients asking me about stuff. You know, how do you do this? How do you set up a banking day book? How do you set up an 18-month cash flow forecast? And I used to spend hours on the phone with each of them. How do you set up a Google ad account? And the best thing to do is get Camtasia and record it, and then it becomes a product. And I think Armin's working on just about to launch or launches something that's going to be really good, apparently, even easier to use. Okay. I subscribed to some great blogs. This blog thing sort of started seeping into my consciousness about 3 months ago. And my clients will testify, I haven't stopped banging on about it since. Blogs, pings and trackbacks, that's what we're onto now. And I bought a couple of e-books, and they were really good, and they explained how the whole blogging, pinging, trackback thing worked. And I also got into podcast for profit kind of e-books. You know, I'm a really sad person. When I get into something, I get really... And I'll spend like a whole Sunday. So I've created an audio podcast version by Life, Love and a Diary of a Seaside Landlady e-zine, which is basically me just reading the e-zine. But some people like to put it on their podder, their iPod. Yeah. I've got an iPod. Don't quite know how to charge up the battery, but I'm sure I'll figure it out. And I've also creating a podcast version of my book. Okay. So what I'm doing with that is I'm getting the book. I'm sitting in front of my computer and I'm putting my headphones on. And I'm reading one day at a time. Now, it's a bit like the e-program, you know. I sort of miss days and things, but it doesn't really matter. So this is an interesting thing as well, because what I'm doing is I'm putting both of these through a thing called feedburner.com, because they track your stats for you. And apparently Feedburner notify all... I mean, I'm really a bit vague on how it works, but, you know, I can sort of pick up the basics. They notify all the big... audio podcast sites, all the big podcast directories, and there's about 30 of them already. I mean, podcasting was only invented last August, and 6 million people have listened to a podcast already so far. That's exciting stuff, isn't it? Got to be in there. Okay. So then you set up your brochure site. Once you've done all this, you can set up your brochure site. It's an alternative to a sales letter page. And if you're in business in the UK, I would recommend you have a brochure site as well, but it doesn't have to be expensive. Because you don't necessarily want to refer your business clients and customers to a sales letter. Now, there's still strong resistance in the UK to these sales letters, although they do make you buy things. But, you know, I would recommend considering a simple brochure site as well. There's ways to make those work for you as well. It links to your directory site, it sells your products and service, it links to your blog, it links to your one-page sales letter, everything's got AdSense on, kerching. How easy? It's so easy, even my 10-year-old is doing it. And I think we have the technology to see what Phoebe's got to say about this stuff. I can breathe while I'm doing this as well. Might have dropped the internet connection, perhaps. What do I need to do, Brett? Shall I copy and paste it into a browser or something? Okay. Tom's coming to my rescue. Dun, dun, dun. Oh, there we go. Ah, there we are. Sorry, thanks, Tom. He needs it. Keeps your circulation going running around, doesn't it? So what you do with this is, I mean, there's an amazing thing called audioblog.com, and they make it so easy for you to create a blog. And the best thing is, it all links together. So you can have a typepad blog with, and then you go and create your audio in audioblog, or you can upload an already existing audio to audioblog. And then it asks you, I mean, I discovered this completely by accident one day. I was doing, you know, the Money Gym or the Life, Love and What's It audio blog, and it said, have you got a typepad blog? And I said, yes, I have. He said, what's the URL? And I said, this is it. And when I went to look at my blog next, there was an audio graphic on there. I thought, what's that then? And I pressed it, and there it was.
Hello, welcome to...
Oh, you can't hear it, can you?
Radio. Oh. Hello, I'm going to say I went to... Zoodus Park today. I had a fantastic time. I bought a wind-up camera. Nelson and I played in a huge play area. I saw a lemur, a huge python, and a red-kneed tarantula, and a cow and a smelly pig.
There's a pig thing going on here, isn't there?
I've been missing you a lot. I hope you come back soon. And if your house has been bought, I hope you can come and stay here. Oh, by the way, this is a personal message for Chloe. If you come back and stay here, you can stay in my room if you want. Okay, bye. I love you.
Now, we did that because my sister's kids are living in Australia at the moment, and they're missing each other terribly. Do I need to say that again? No? They're in Australia, and I just thought it would be a really cool thing because they used to love Drusilla's Park. So I thought it would be really nice to send my dad, who lives in New Zealand. I'll tell you something about my family leaving me and going to the other side of the world. What's going on with that? And we sent an email out to the whole family saying you can listen to Phoebe's Day Out on the blog. They probably didn't know what it was, but they clicked the link anyway. And my dad has posted a message from New Zealand saying, call Meerkat. He's a man of few words, my dad, I tell you. You know, New Zealand, you'd think you could have made a bit more effort, wouldn't you? Probably playing golf on the internet at the time. Right, how do we go back then? Just press back, perhaps? might work, mightn't it? There you go. Oh, I'm getting good at this, aren't I? What do you think? Shall I do it again? Okay. So, the other thing is you can offer an active live service. I'm not actually suggesting you do it. God forbid. But there are a lot of coaches out there who can't get any work. They're great coaches. They're probably much better coaches than I am, but they're rubbish at marketing. So if you've got a good niche, there's a coach out there catering for it. You can do a joint venture and offer your clients coaching. And you can charge by the month, not the year. Oh, I recommend you do a 10-step program, by the way, because it gives you 2 months off a year. August and December. And charge by the month, not the year, so that way that, you know, if people aren't happy, they don't come back and ask for large refunds that you can't, you know, don't want to reimburse. But it's never happened to me, I have to say, but it is a worry. 1 year program stops client churn. You know, coaches have this big problem with client churn. You know, they tend to take clients on for 3 months and then the clients drop off and then that's the end of that. But if you have a 10-step, 1 year program, you get, you know, you get clients. So how long have some of you guys been with me? 100 years. Okay, so you outsource it, and this is how you do that. You go to www.eurocoachlist.com and you go to coachville.com/list1html and you can join the mailing list and put out the word that you're looking for a coach in a particular niche. And it's amazing. You can get them. Right, now, this is the interesting thing. A really good way to drive traffic to your website that we haven't covered yet is PR, press and PR. It's free, it's easy, it's effortless almost. You can do it in about 1/4 of an hour and you get good. And I just wondered how we do for time. No, not good. So I was going to try and do a live demo on this. But if anyone wants me to, you know, show them how to write up a press release in more detail, just come up to me over the weekend and I'll do that for you, okay? The main things to cover in a press release are who, why, where, what, when and how. So start with that as a bullet point and then just write down everything you can think about on each under each bullet point. Because something will jump out of you. You know, the most compelling will become your headline. We've learned a bit about headline writing, and that would work equally well for press releases because you need to grab the journalist's attention. Now, the thing to remember with this is they like human interest. They like to know about the people behind the story. You know, it's not good enough just to say, you know, World Internet Summit, so, you know, loads of people gathering in a room learning how to make money. That wouldn't grab them at all. But if you said something along the lines of, you know, Jason Cox has a 19-year-old or something, if you built the story around Jason, that might be a good story. So what we did was we built a story around me about the fact that I was the first British female to be asked to speak at the World Internet Summit. And I'm an ex-Seaside Lad lady. And that was sort of a bit of a human interest angle, so they like that. You must always include the date for release at the top of the page. Press release, date for release. Put a board around it light as well, because you can contain the body of the press release within the board and then you can put the contact details for the journalist outside the border. Always put, what action do you want the public to take? You know, so if it goes into a newspaper or a magazine, what action do you want them to take? Do you want them to visit the website, call, or make the phone, you know, the phone number, and include the 24/7 contact details for the journalist? You can create an email database of freelance journalists, features editors, news editors. Always send to a person by name. Don't do a blanket mail out. And don't send as an attachment. The big newspapers will strip out your attachments and you won't get anywhere. Always, you can create a press page on your brochure site and link to it from your blog too. We've had some amazing results. I've been in the Times on Saturday, Observer Money, Observer Travel, Financial Mail on Sunday, The Telegraph, had a full page feature in The Scotsman. My dad was very proud about that. Cosmopolitan twice, not my target market. I appeared on the August issue. They're all interested in like sun and holidays and getting laid abroad, but you know, not about their money on that on August in Cosmo, I can tell you. But Red Mag has been fantastic. I've had about 80 people join up every time to my mailing list. I've appeared in that. Not as many as you'd think, but it's quite good. And they're very, very interested hot prospects. Equilibrium Magazine and Massage World. I've been in Massage World 3 times. And the biggest one of all so far, apart from the Dragon's Den thing, of course, is CNN Today. And I'm going to attempt to show you the video. Because we've been all looking forward to seeing it. Okay. Now, this is about the dot-com bubble bursting and how some people survived it. Got some sound there? Should I stop it? Pause it? It's not great quality and it's not great sound, but at least we'll be able to see it. Press play. It worked earlier. No sound. Oh. It's only a matter of time, isn't it, really? shall we hold this and I'll finish up and then we can perhaps watch it at the end? Okay. So the gentleman's still trying to work and make it work now. Wrong gadget. Okay. Oh, need to press it off at the video, presumably. It's completely not working, any of it now. Help me! Which way do I put it at the projector? You want me to press play now, yeah?
He helped relaunch a publicly traded .com, and he tapped many of the sectors who lost out the first time around.
All the predictions we made about internet in those days are come true now.
Coming true for a number of London.coms, Last Minute, Moonfruit, Firebox, QXL. They all survived the past 5 years to see the technology and the promise finally live up to the hype. Jim Bolton, CNN, London.
All this week we've been hearing about the winners and the losers of the dot-com boom. Thousands of people lost their fortune when the tech bubble burst. That wasn't the case for Nicola Cairncross, our next guest. She thought she'd missed the boat when she first tapped into the dot-com boom. Nicola, why? What happened? You raised money right at the end?
No, I was trying to raise money just as the bubble burst. I was presenting to 100 venture capitalists trying to raise $250,000, which is what I'd been told my dot-com endeavour would cost. And when the bubble burst, I actually determined that that wasn't going to stop me, and I went out and found another way to do it. And it's now happily online servicing unsigned artists in the music industry who are looking for managers, and it makes me money while I'm asleep.
There's two things. So you still managed to get your project off the ground even though the bubble had burst?
Absolutely. In fact, I'm glad that it did, because if I'd gone the high finance, high profile route, then it would have been a lot more pressure. As it is, I built the company organically, and I found people who would help me with the software in return for what's called sweat equity. And it was a lot less pressure, and it's grown organically.
But you do more than just have an online service that makes money while you're asleep. We'll come to that in a moment. You actually coach people into wealth.
Yes, that's right. I mean, we focus very much on passive income. It's people largely who are earning and who don't like their jobs, perhaps, and they want to change their lifestyle. So I help them with the four different ways to make money passively, which are property investment, making money on the stock market, online, and building a business which runs without you.
Come on. Are you telling me that if you could take me and you could show me how I could make money in those sort of ways?
Yes, I do. I could do that very easily. It's, you know, making money is simple. It's not easy, but it is simple. And there are only certain ways to make money. And once you've got your head around that, you can actually go and learn the ways to do it. And I could show you that in a very short space of time, perhaps 3 to 6 months.
And you're making money yourself. I hate to talk about people making money and what their private money is and all that sort of stuff.
Well, I'm a wealth coach, so I don't find that embarrassing.
I was about to say, it can be a bit vulgar, can't it?
Yes.
But how much money are you making from your website while you are snoozing?
Well, I'm snoozing. It's peaked at £500 a day. I've learned how to use Google properly, which has helped enormously. And it's got a very high conversion rate of visitors to paying subscribers, and people pay to subscribe for a year.
So the ne'er-do-wells and the doomsayers who say that the opportunity of making money on the web has gone.
Completely wrong. I mean, I'm speaking at the World Internet Summit in May,
yeah!
And there are people that are making upwards of £30,000 a month. Just ordinary British people who are tapping into the different business models now that exist. Since the dot-com boom, the business models have changed. But if you can tap into and learn how the internet really works for making money, you can make money.
Final thought. Was it good luck? Good management? Good skills, a combination of them all, do you think, that took you from a disaster with your web experience to success and wealth?
I was... Oh. You know what? You're going to have to wait till Sunday to find out. Okay. Now, we've got some very last-minute things to go through now. It drives traffic to your website. I looked at my website after this, and I thought, why haven't I got any more visitors? I'd had emails from Thailand. I'd had emails from New Zealand. Not a discernible increase in traffic. That was interesting, wasn't it? I've subsequently found out that TV doesn't do it. But what it does do, magazines really do it, but TV doesn't. But what it does do is it gives you credibility. So I went immediately and put CNN in inventory overture. Breathe. So exciting. And I found out that the two most searched terms on CNN are CNN weather and CNN babes. I'm now officially a CNN babe. So, you know, you just got to have, you know, think sideways sometimes. Your website captures the emails, you market your products and services over and over and over to these free contacts. It hasn't cost anything. They even sent a car 70 miles to get Steve and I to take us to CNN at 5:30 in the morning, and then they took us back again afterwards. Didn't cost a penny. Okay, how can you have all this? Ask yourself, would you like to turn on a steady flow of money into your bank account without lifting a finger yourself?
Yes.
Yeah. You can do it all yourself, and I really recommend, you're going to find out everything this weekend you need to do it, and I really recommend you learn how to do it yourself, because it will make you massively independent. And that's a really great feeling. But if you'd like someone to do it for you while you're learning, so you get up and running really quickly, that's what we do. That's what we do now. I'll give you coaching around your niche. We'll do an Ask Database campaign for you around your niche to find out what your market wants. We'll do a smart groups discussion list. We'll do a brochure sales website. We'll do Autopilot Rich's shopping cart marketing software. It is awesome, that thing. I mean, it's absolutely awesome. We'll give you a secure e-commerce gateway. We'll do a TypePad blog, drives traffic to your new site. And as Judith finds, if you don't blog enough, I'll blog for you. Put my link in there, obviously. And then we'll do a Google AdWords campaign, which will drive traffic to your site. And then we'll do a Google AdSense campaign, which will generate passive income for you. Oh, you tick there. Where'd that come from? Okay. And then, extra WIS bonuses. I'll give you a complimentary membership to my Money Gym program for 1 year. Now, there's been some amazing stuff happening on the Money Gym. I mean, Paul Fugel's here. He's doing incredible things. I know you're coaching with Ted as well. But just by having lunch with one of my other clients, Paul saved himself £30,000 in 1 day. And one of my other clients, a dentist, has built himself a portfolio of property worth £2.6 million in the last year and a half. Do you think by hanging out with loads of really cool people, and anyone who comes to talk to us, they'll know that we've got some really cool people in the Money Gym and the Money Gym community, because it's not just about the clients. You can see the rabble at the back for the testimonials. Not after 11 o'clock at night, though. That's probably not a good idea. So the total value of that is $6,281, and I think dollars for the year. It's all going off now. This is what we call it, automated marketing machine. The silver level automated marketing machine package covers all that. And the usual investment is a $9,000 setup fee and $8,400 maintenance for the year. Plus the 1 year membership of the Money Gym, we're talking about $23,000 investment normally.
Nicola?
Yeah?
Can I just say something?
I'll
give you a testimonial now.
Oh, go on then. Force yourself.
Okay, I would just like to say that I met Nicola about in August last year, I think it was. And that Money Gym package on its own is just like fantastic. My life has just turned round since August, since I've met Nicola. She turned my life on its head, okay? I was a gambler, I was doing all kinds of stuff beforehand, and now I invest, I don't gamble, okay? But that Money Gym program on its own is just, like, fantastic.
Don't, I might cry. It is awesome watching people do it, you know, that people just need the knowledge. So, okay, what I'm going to do is because there is a bit of work involved in this. It's not like, you know, lots of passive stuff going on. We do have to do some work. Well, actually, not me specifically. But I will coach you around it, and Steve will do all the hard work for you. Steve down the back there, black T-shirt. And we can do that for you with the Money Gym thrown in for $11,000. Now, we can only do this for 15 people because it is quite labour-intensive, okay? But if you want to get something up and running within, say, 3 to 4 weeks, perhaps a little bit longer, while you get on with learning this stuff, then I would strongly recommend you look at doing this. Because it will make you believe that it's possible. And once you've got the belief, there'll be no holding you back. So it's a total saving of $11,000 on what you'd normally invest. And if you confirm this weekend using the order forms at the back of the room, there's a 2-month payment option for your convenience. And there's a special World Internet Summit guarantee, because I whacked this on this afternoon because I thought, oh my God, I've got no guarantee on there. I normally offer a 100% guarantee, i.e. if I don't make you as much as you spend on this program, I'll give you the difference back. What I'm going to do here is say, if I don't make you 150% of what you've invested in a year, I'll give you the difference back. And that's a promise. Okay? Because I'm so excited about it. For people who invest in the automated marketing machine, there will be a signed copy of my book. And I'll dedicate it to you, okay? And I've got 30 copies of the book that I'll just give away at the back of the room. Okay? You can just take it home. Go and see Steve. Thank you very much for having me, because I'm a very well brought up young lady. I'd like to say thanks to Ted, Brett, Tom and Alan, all the rest of the speakers. It's been fantastic. They looked after me like an amazing thing. It's been fantastic. Thank you very much. In the audience this year, who's going to be up on the stage next year? Okay. Thank you. Just one last thing. However you do it, just do it. You believe now it can be done, hopefully. And failure's not an option. There you go. Nicholas.